Barnes.
Say hello to John. John dreamed of building a successful business and retiring to an exotic island in the Caribbean. He dreamed about his sales soaring and all the money that would be flowing in. He dreamed of hiring a sales team and expanding his company. Well, sadly, that dream fell apart when his bank turned down his business loan. Now John is not dreaming about going to the Caribbean anymore. He's driving around in an old beat-up pickup truck. If you need money to grow your business to new heights so you can reach your dreams, don't let the bank hold you down. You need to call Merchant Advance Express today. We can help you get qualified for up to $250,000 to grow your business any way you want. Call now to learn more. Call 800-503-3735, 800-503-3735, 800-503-3735. That's 800-503-3735.
When I look in the mirror, I don't see wrinkles. When I look in the mirror, I see hair on my head, not my shoulder.
Yes, and hello, hello, hello. This is Adrienne Berg, and this is our next episode of Generation Bold, The Fountain of Truth. And it's the fountain of truth about aging. It's the only show nationally that really does look at the brighter side, the health side, the cognitive issues, the relationship issues, and today, a very special issue. What are you going to do with your time? You know, we are the volunteer force of America, people who are over the age of 50, 60, 70, and 80, and April happens to be National Volunteer Month, and we have with us today, for the entire hour, three extremely important people, two folks who spend their time volunteering and giving back, and one who helps them do it. You all know that fairly recently I was over at the EFA Environments for Aging Conference in Las Vegas, and many thousands of people come, architects, gerontologists, people who operate nursing homes and long-term care communities, and they all talk about the same thing. The big buzzword is life purpose. The big buzzword is life engagement. But how do you take that from a word to something that's real in the lives of the people who are residing there? And Wake Robin is a very active, a very supportive community. It was actually created by people who had ideas of how they wanted to live in retirement. And I'm told it's filled with very interesting people, but I've had some discussions with two of them this morning, and I can attest to it and endorse it myself. But it is a life plan community. Now, if any of you know the Northeast, you know beautiful Lake Champlain. Wake Robin is in Shelburne, Vermont. And what we're going to do today is we're going to unpack this issue. We're going to unpack the idea of what is a life planned community? How do you volunteer? Is it just a buzzword? And we're going to have some real people who really are doing it. Betty Woods is with us. Roger Krause is with us. They're residents, but they're a great deal more. And Nancy Chacoin, who's the director of resident services, to show how a real community with real people enhance this life engagement. That's the big buzzword among professionals. And probably for you, the people who are listening to Generation Bold, how would you pick a community in your area or where your kids live or making your next move so that it's not just a pretty place, it's not just well-rated. I mean, this is a given, but it's something that's going to enhance your lives and allow you to enhance the lives of others. So we thought that Volunteer Month, April, was the perfect time to discuss this. The first thing I want to do is I want to send this over to Nancy Chacoin, who is the Director of Resident Services over at Wake Robin. So, Nancy, thanks so much for being with us today.
Thanks for having us.
Yeah, let's talk about Wake Robin for a minute. I mean, their claim to fame is that a group of local people actually decided to create a community where they would like to retire. How did that come about, and what does it mean to be resident-powered?
It came about, the residents who founded Wake Robin had family members at a continuing care community in the Philadelphia area, and there was no such community in Vermont that offered a full continuum of care. So driving home from visiting their father at one point, they said, you know, if we wanted to live in a place like this, we would have to leave Vermont. And they turned to each other and said, we don't want to leave Vermont, so let's make this community here. And that's when the first volunteer efforts began, and it took about 6 or 7 years to bring this community to fruition. It took an act of the state legislature to create this continuing care retirement community. And from that moment, at the same time that the first residents moved in, there was also the creation by prospective residents of a nonprofit Wake Robin Resident Association. So it's its own 501c3 organization. And from the beginning, this notion of creating community together has been just baked into the place.
So there are about 300 residents there, and before I turn to one of them in a minute, about a hundred or a third are very active volunteers. And for my listeners, you'll hear how active. You're going to be really surprised. We have a short show. I don't even know that our two guests will be able to list everything they do in an hour. But how did that happen? One-third is a very large statistic of volunteerism. Is that something that the community is in the culture of the community? Or do you actively go out and find ways for people to volunteer?
I would say the administration tries to keep up with all of the volunteer ideas that residents come up with.
Okay.
So it really, the activities and programs that take place here are driven by residents. And much of what takes place in terms of the community itself, like assistance with gardening, assistance with some of the manning of the front desk, for example, and the corner shop, there's a whole series of activities that really help the community to run, which we really couldn't do without residents. People come here from... Oh, go ahead.
I was going to ask you, people, are they all local and they know what's going on in the community, or are they coming from outside the community?
It's a combination. About a third of Wake Robin residents are from outside of the area, and about two-thirds come from the state of Vermont and principally the county that Shelburne is located in.
So let's take a look at what one of these residents is doing. I want to throw this over to Roger Krause. And first of all, we did talk a bit before the show about some of the volunteer work you do. So first, tell everybody what you're engaged with right now.
Okay, as far as outside Wake Robin is concerned, I'm a founder and was very active on the board of directors for the Make-A-Wish Foundation, which grants wishes to children with life-threatening illnesses. I'm also a founder and member of the board of directors for the Lake Iroquois Association, which is focused on water quality for a small lake that's about 15 minutes from Wake Robin. And I do the same thing with another board for water quality for all the lakes in Vermont. So those are primarily the activities that I do outside. I'm also a member of the Williston Town Band, which is not so much volunteering as providing some great music for people that live in the area.
You know, my question to you is, and this is very personal, everybody who knows my show knows I get very personal. My mom always wanted to volunteer, and she never found the right niche. Because the kinds of things that were being suggested to her were actually extremely sad. Working with people even older than herself, that were frail, hospice, children with big problems, nothing that really engaged her skills. Now, this seems to be exactly the opposite with you. Everything that you're doing is something in your skill set that you're very passionate about. How would you tell somebody to go about determining where they might be volunteering if they don't have suggestions that are really resonating with them?
Yeah, that's a good question. That's one thing I like about Wake Robin. There's so many people with so many different backgrounds and interests that if you just connect with those people and start networking, you'll find things that may be of interest to you and just pursue those interests in that fashion. For example, one of the things here, we have our own sugar house for making maple syrup. I mean, I've never touched that process.
Right.
But, of course, this this is the time of year to do that, and it's just been great to get involved.
Yeah, it's funny. I happen to live in a rural area personally, and that's one of the things we do every year is go maple sugaring. It's not something that people would suspect of me, but it happens to be there. And so what you're really saying is you have to go to a place that has that environment. That's what I was asking Nancy about, how organic that is. And when we come back, we're going to be talking with Betty Woods, and she has a whole other roster of what she volunteers with, and it's exhausting. But we're going to talk about, again, how she keeps motivated and motivates others. But before we leave our segment, Nancy, just in a few seconds, you know, one of the things about Wake Robin that is kind of known is that people are interesting. Do you think that all people are interesting and just giving them an interesting environment works? Or is there something that makes Wake Robin attractive to people who are already very engaged in life?
It's definitely an environment that attracts people who are engaged, but every person has a story here and has a different level of involvement. And to the extent that people find out each other's stories, it just sort of feeds on this community of participation.
So we're going to take a little bit of a break, but you know that my whole thing about successful aging is not about the bricks and mortar. It's about the experience, the life experience. We come back, we're going to talk to Betty Woods, who is bringing life experience to others and to herself at Wake Robin and what motivates her. And I'll get you guys to think a little bit beyond what's the food like, what's the medical care like, what's the chandelier like when you're looking at different environments for yourself in the future. Because I think where it's at is something that's extremely intangible. And that this idea of what is going to be the experience
you
of your life.
That I'm full,
we'll be back.
It,
don't go anywhere.
But that doesn't bother me, not even a bit. Because I am happy. And I freely admit I'm inappropriate for my age.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation at 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off. Call 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. That's 800-721-6723.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing ASAP. We're looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to us. And we'll give you our feedback. And if we like what we read, we will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. We handle everything. Editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, call Page Publishing now for your free author submission kit. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call.
888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. That's 888-785-0618.
Hey, travelers. Do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1769. 855-325-1769. That's 855-325-1769.
How old are you? 25, 35, 50, or older? If you have pain, we can help. Do your knees hurt?
Ow!
Let me ask you again. Are your knees killing you?
Oh, yeah. Are they ever?
What about your back? When you bend over, does it feel like this? How about when you get out of bed in the morning? If you're like me, your knees and back feel like this.
Oh, that hurts.
I found a company called the Pain Relief Hotline. They specialize in ways to treat your knee, back, and neck pain without surgery or taking medications. The good news is if you have insurance, you may have little or no cost or out-of-pocket expense. I've used them. It works. Call the Pain Relief Hotline now for free information. 800-303-4607. 800-303-4607. Call now. 800-303-4607. That's 800-303-4607.
Biz Talk Radio.
And hello, hello, hello. I am so pumped up today. This is April, is National Volunteer Month, and I didn't miss it. I usually think about what month it is after it's all over, and it's such a crazy thing. But I actually made Volunteer Month in the right month. That's very exciting to me. I have to tell you that, everybody. But the fact is that not only are we celebrating it, not only do we want you to start thinking about volunteerism yourself, but we have some real live volunteers on our show today. We're speaking with the folks who are residents of Wake Robin. It's an active, supported, safe community. It's filled with interesting people, which I just proved, by the way. And it's located in Shelburne, Vermont, near beautiful Lake Champlain. If any of you know it, it's kind of a dream location, we have to admit it. And we have Nancy Chacon, who's the Director of Resident Services there, Roger Krauss, and Betty Woods, who's a resident. So as promised, I am going to speak with Betty right now. I want to introduce you to her. And she is a volunteer, we'll say, on steroids. I had a few minutes to speak with her, and she does so many things. So, Betty, thanks for being with us, and give us just a little taste of some of the things that you're engaged with right now.
Right now, I work for the program committee for Wake Robin, and I'm on the committee for employment and scholarship development at Wake Robin, and I've served on committees like the social committee, the nature committee, the sports committee, and the Wake Robin Residents Association board here. But I also serve in my own community a great number of things, and that's been pretty much where I've spent much of my career, shall we say, in the past. And I've worked for the hospital, the Performing Arts Center, and the Stern Center for Language and Learning, the Red Cross, you name it, and the United Way. So I've done a great deal in the community. So it's a wonderful thing to be able to live here and continue with what I did and have all the wonderful things that go on here at Wake Robin as well.
Yeah, so when we were speaking with Roger, and I knew from before that he was with a major U.S. big company. He worked, and he's actually retired. You're a person who's lived a life of volunteering. So my question to you is this. For the people listening who did live a life of volunteering, they're volunteers already. It seems that very frequently when they go into a life-planned community, they go into independent living, or even just an over 55 community, there's a break in their volunteer activities. It's a real loss. How were you able to carry that over? Did you think about that and say to yourself, you know, I'm concerned I'm not going to have this kind of life engagement? Or did you just take it for granted that you were going to continue?
Well, I knew I was going to continue because partly the organizations in town were going to keep me going, but also Wake Robin offered me a whole host of other opportunities, which I was very glad to take. And I have to say, Wake Robin, if you have an idea and it isn't here, and there are a number of other people that want to do the same thing, you could start it. Like we had a needle arts group, and people wanted to do that, and so we now have a need a large committee. And also we have a woodworking committee that the men started that, and we can women can do their work down there and so forth. So it gives you an opportunity to explore things that maybe not have been here originally, but have become a part of Wake Robin, and opportunities for others that come here.
Yeah, you know, I want to bring this out again. There's a method to what I'm doing today, and that is people have certain criteria for where they're going to move, and they forget the most important one, which is, are they going to be happy? the people that are there, the kind of people that they really enjoy being with. I'm going to be speaking with Nancy in a minute, but Nancy, there's a place I visited in Woodland Hills, California, which is a center like yours, a life plan community for people in the motion picture industry. It's called Woodland Hills. And what Betty just said to me is what all those residents say to me over and over again, which is, if I have an idea, I could carry it out. These are very creative people. They were in the television, they were on radio, whatever it is, and they create things constantly, just like Betty described. So as a director of resident services, what's your role in this, and what should somebody looking at a community ask to be sure that this kind of environment is there?
People who are really engaged and land on my doorstep considering Wake Robin will frequently say, what's there to do, or can I volunteer? And we have a whole host of opportunities, but we also make sure right up front that when someone tells us that they're coming to check out Wake Robin, we get a little information about their interests so that we can match them up with someone for a meal or a tour who shares those interests, and so that they can see right up front how they might pursue them, those interests, when they're here at Wake Robin. The other thing is that residents have a whole committee and way of welcoming new residents here. And so when they do that, they find out right off what someone is interested in, and the resident association meets with new residents. And we have about 47 different resident activities and committees, all run by residents. And so there's a system in place to plug people in to the things that interest them. So they can be as engaged as they would like to be right from the beginning.
So, you know, and a couple of things here. Me personally, about 8 years ago, maybe 9 years ago, it's a while, I did take my mom around to a variety of communities, and never once did any of those things come up. And what you're telling me reminds me a lot more, frankly, of when I took my kids to different colleges, where they would have somebody take them around the college to court them. But they would always ask you, what are you involved with? And they would have a student trot it out who was involved in that exact thing. So there was already a companionship, an affinity, very quickly. And that's what I want to bring out to all of you listening. It really is not enough to look at the bricks and mortar. It's not even enough to talk to the activities directors, which are wonderful people and have a lot to do with the quality of your life. You also have to do what Nancy said. Now, Wake Robin, it's already in the fabric of what they do. But it isn't always in the fabric of every community you're going to visit. Talk to the residents. Nancy, I don't know if you know an old-time journalist, Art Buchwald, but he had a great line. He said, an economist is like a man who knows everything about women but doesn't know any women. Well, you know, when you go look at these residences, you learn everything about the residents, except the residents. You don't know any of them. And that's something that if they don't let you speak to them, or you say, well, you know, it's a very private community, people don't want to talk, we can't do that, you know right away that if you're a person who likes companionship, this may not be the right place for you. So we're looking very much with experience. When we come back, I promise Roger, who thinks it's funny, it is not funny, Roger, that most of the fellows do not have the same level of engagement as women do in these communities, but you're not one of them. And Betty just mentioned that it was the guys who started the woodworking committee. So I want to hear about that. I want to hear how that happens. very, very important to the people that I serve. We'll be back.
That doesn't bother me not even a bit, because I am happy, and I freely admit I'm inappropriate for my age. Da-da-da-da.
Hey there, did you know that with a bachelor's degree, on average, you could make almost twice as much over a lifetime than a person with just a high school diploma? It's true. According to the 2012 U.S. Census Bureau, college grads with a bachelor's degree make almost twice as much as high school grads. Now, going back to school is easier than ever at Independence University. Log on and complete coursework from the park, or the beach, or even your couch watching the kids. And Independence University gives you the tools, a free tablet and laptop for undergrad students to use and keep when they graduate. That's right. Get a laptop so you can go to college from anywhere. Take the first step to a new career in business, information technology, healthcare, or graphic arts. Call to find the online degree program that's right for you, and you could be on your way to increasing your earning potential.
888-904-1986. 888-904-1986. That's 888-904-1986.
Do you want to fly somewhere? Anywhere in the world? Smart travelers call MyFlightSearch.com for the best deals on flight tickets. Going to Manila, Bangkok, London, how about Singapore? Call MyFlightSearch.com for the lowest flight tickets available. What about a local vacation? Let's say you want to fly to Vegas, Orlando, Miami, Los Angeles, or Denver. Pick up the phone and call MyFlightSearch.com right now. We have exclusive deals that you can't find anywhere else. The only way you can get these low airline prices is by calling us. We have so many low prices available, we can't possibly tell them to you right here and now. If you're flying somewhere anytime in the next 6 months and you want the lowest airline ticket prices anywhere, you owe it to yourself to save a ton of money. So pick up your cell phone and call MyFlightSearch.com right now.
Call 800-303-3398. 800-303-3398. That's 800-303-3398. Call now. 800-303-3398.
Any home or business can quickly become infested with mold with the introduction of a water source, like a roof or plumbing leak. When your home, your belongings, or your business becomes damaged, it's not just about cleaning up the mess. It's about reclaiming your life, and that's why you need to call the Water and Mold Removal Hotline. A licensed, fully insured, affordable, non-invasive solution to solving any water and mold problems. Our team of trained specialists are available with 24/7 emergency service. We will quickly evaluate your problem and give you a plan that will guarantee results. Water causes damage and mold can spread throughout your property in as little as 48 to 72 hours and can produce allergens and irritants that have the potential to cause serious health hazards. So don't waste time. Give us a call now. For any water or mold problems, call the Water and Mold Removal Hotline.
Call 800-432-8430 today for a free estimate. That's 800-432-8430. 800-432-8430.
Attention, this is a public notice from Citizens Disability. If you are one of the millions of Americans who are disabled and unable to work, you may be entitled to disability benefits from Social Security. Receiving benefits is your right if you suffer from a physical or mental disability. Whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied, Citizens Disability can help. You'll be given an advocate who will evaluate your situation, handle your application, and deal with Social Security. Best of all, there is no fee until you receive your benefits. We only get paid if you win your case. To get started with your free no-obligation consultation, call 800-504-1639. That's 800-504-1639. There are a vast number of conditions that can make you eligible for disability benefits, many that you may not be aware of. So if you're disabled and unable to work, call Citizens Disability today. Again, that's 800-504-1639. 800-504-1639. That's Citizens Disability. 800-504-1639.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that
may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-611-2050. That's 800-611-2050. 800-611-2050.
Biz Talk Radio.
You may think that I'm full of it, but that doesn't bother me, not even a bit, because I am happy, and I freely admit I'm inappropriate for my age.
And hello, hello, hello. Once again, this is Adrienne Berg, and this is Generation Bold, the Fountain of Truth. The fountain of truth about aging. And one of those truths is that eventually some people do not continue to age in place. And although we talk a lot about how to do that and how to stay in your own home, many people do want to go into a life plan community. Wake Robin is one of those. It's located in Shelburne, Vermont, on the banks of Lake Champlain, not too far from Lake Champlain. And it's a beautiful place. But what we're emphasizing is not the physicality of it, but something else altogether. And that is the opportunities for life engagement, which is a phrase that nobody even used when it came to aging a few years ago. But the fact is that with this extra 30 years or so that a lot of us have after retirement, we have an obligation, not just to sit on the porch or even just to play golf or even to do what we like. We have an obligation to our community, to each other, and to ourselves to give back. And we all know, and it's a platitude, but it's true, that you're happiest when you're doing that. So the happiness quotient goes up. But what we have here, we have two residents, Betty Woods and Roger Krause, of Wake Robin, who are themselves very active volunteers. And I said to Roger, I'm going to throw it to him in a moment, that even my clients in my other life, Roger, I'm a financial gerontologist. I have a lot of individual clients. Many are men living in planned communities, assisted livings, and they're very vibrant. But honestly, Roger, they play golf online. They play games online. They do things very isolated. When there's a big club or an activity and I go to visit them to do some business, the women are always in the room. You hardly see a guy. It's one or two men for every 10 women. And that's not just because the numbers in the residence. The engagement level seems different, but it isn't so for you. I mean, do you see that at Wake Robin? Is it just a blessed place? Or do they do something different that helps people engage, regardless of the gender?
I've only been here for less than a year, so I can't speak to all the activities that they have here. But I'll tell you from personal experience, I did not get involved in volunteering until 1989, which is when I helped found Make-A-Wish of Vermont. And it's true that, for example, there, most of the people that were on the board were women. I was one of, I think, three that sat on the board that was male. And I have found that in many of the activities that I've been involved in over the years, Wolfingtown being one exception, and that's just because of who has the skill to play whatever instrument. But I have found with respect to the Sugar House, where I've been doing some volunteering here, it's different. You've got a lot of heavy work. You've got a lot of keeping the fire going and pouring off syrup and so forth, and the men seem to really like that. There's still a lot of women that are involved, but there's a lot of heavy work that the men can do, so they're very involved in that one. But as far as the other activities are concerned, I really can't speak to that, just that I have the interest in helping others and being involved in things like learning new things like the Sugar House, the things that I would want to do.
You know, it's been interesting, and Nancy maybe would attest to this if she sees it at some of the conferences she goes to. I've been seeing communities being purpose-built. Over in the far west, Montana, in Washington State, they actually have planned communities for people who love horses and ride horses. There are others that are boating communities, and they seem to attract more male residents, because they are going out specifically. kinds of activities that that people love to do and are used to doing. That doesn't seem to be the case with Wake Robin. You found the place that the activities that you thought were best and most important for you. Do you think that the idea that you can come up with an idea and make it happen is, because when you say about your volunteering, Roger, you keep saying, I found it. Well, founders are people who do things from scratch. So do you think the idea that you can run with an idea is appealing to a lot of the guys who are working in companies where they really had to make things happen?
That could be. I mean, it certainly was of interest to me. I can't speak to all of men as to what they want to do or what they want to find something. I think it's more in finding things that are of interest to you, whether it's something new, you're filling a void, or it's something that already exists that interests you.
So, Nancy, going to you, let's say somebody does come with an idea. How does you as Director of Resident Services over at Wake Robin support them? And the reason I'm asking this question is not just to ask it on the air, but so that people who are looking at communities could also ask the question in the right way and get a legitimate answer that's provable. So how do you support somebody who says, you know what, I think we should have maple sugaring here, or whatever they came up with?
Well, as I mentioned earlier, there's a Wake Robin Residents Association, and this association is kind of the umbrella over all of the activities and resident-run programs that take place here. And the Wake Robin Residents Association has a very close integrated relationship with the administration here. So, for example, a few years ago, there were some residents who wanted to keep bees because they had been beekeepers in their previous life. So they went to the CEO and said, you know, we would really like to keep bees. And they had the backing of the Residents Association. So the question I think that we ask ourselves is, how can we say yes? And so they had a long conversation about where to put the hives, because some people are allergic to bees, and how the hives would actually work. And so we now have 5 beehives here, and some other residents have donated the creation of a huge wildflower field so that the bees can be happy in their hives. So it's the kind of thing where I think our approach is, let's see what residents come up with. As you say, they've been in charge of a lot of things in their lives, and there's a lot of talent here. So our first instinct is really, how can we say yes?
So now, by the way, I love the metaphor. We all want to be happy in our hives, and not all the time is there a big wildflower garden for us that somebody else creates. So sometimes you have to create your own wildflower garden. And one of the questions that I hope and I urge all the listeners to ask, or on behalf of their parents if they're helping them find a new place, is, what can I do here? You said the words, you know, what can I do here? What do people do? Because generally you walk in and the first thing you're greeted with are people sitting in chairs. And I have a suspicion that if I went to Wake Robin, that's not what I would find. Going back, Nancy, in terms of the trends, do you see this catching on? I mean, obviously, I'm a big cheerleader for passionate aging, and you're in the midst of it. So sometimes when people are in the midst of it, like you, you don't think it's so special because it's with you every day. But in your conferences and in the other professionals you speak to, is this catching on, or is it still all about the food and the bricks and mortar?
I think it's catching on. There's something about the incoming generation of people that are quite used to kind of having trends, creating trends, and being in charge of their lives, and not so willing to, you know, sit back and wait for things to be happening, and not being so assertive about it. I would say this is a pretty assertive generation of baby boomers coming on, and they're used to making things happen, and my colleagues say the same.
Now, you are a CCRC. Am I right about that?
Yes.
And people go to higher levels of care?
That's right.
So they can start, they can start independent and go into higher levels of care. So, Nancy, when we come back, I want to talk about those transitions. How do you take, you're right, the baby boomers are a very, very special generation. We're used to making things happen. We're still a me generation. And also, it isn't a small thing. We are the most educated generation so far. Our kids will be more so, but as elders, we're the most educated generation yet. So we know how to do stuff, and we've done things. But like everybody else, part of successful aging is realism. And if we do have to go into a different level of care, and it's not let's say, memory care, how do we make that transition, and how does Wake Robin work with these very active people who may have some physical decline but still want to make contributions to life? I'm more and more committed to having communities create ways that their residents can contribute and not just be contributed to, because I sincerely believe that has to do with our happiness. This is National Volunteer Month, Nancy, but last month was National Happiness Month. I don't know if you know it. And volunteering is part of that. You so we'll be right back. We're going to find out about the continuum of life here on Generation Gold.
Don't go anywhere. Happy, and I freely admit I'm inappropriate for my age.
There's more than one way to invest in your education. Investing in the right products, securities, and real estate generates secure and sound futures. What about an investment that retains its value? Consider college real estate. College real estate can provide housing for students and generate returns for their families. Through this special offer from Austin iLabs, you can download the free workbook from collegerealestate.com to see if this investment is right for you. Go to collegerealestate.com/radio.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-844-3056. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-844-3056. 800-844-3056. That's 800-844-3056.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-425-1023. That's 800-425-1023.
Attention Xarelto and Pradaxa users. If you or a loved one has taken Xarelto or Pradaxa and suffered an injury or even died, you could be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Xarelto and Pradaxa are prescribed blood thinners used to prevent blood clots and protect people from strokes. If you have taken Xarelto or Pradaxa and been hospitalized for internal bleeding, call now. 800-305-2036. Serious bleeding has led to numerous cases of hospitalization and death. If you or a loved one was hospitalized for serious internal bleeding or a stroke after taking Xarelto or Pradaxa, you could be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Don't be a silent victim. Time is limited to file your claim. Call now for free information and a free consultation. Call 800-305-2036. That's 800-305-2036. Again, 800-305-2036.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
I live alone and rarely have visitors. So when I slipped and fell in the kitchen last month and couldn't get to a phone, I knew I was in trouble.
Help!
I could barely move.
Help!
I tried calling for help, but no one could hear me. As I lay there, I couldn't help but think of my kids and grandkids having to go on without me. I was terrified. It took 8 hours for my neighbor to find me. It could have been the end of me. That's when I knew I needed Life Alert. With just one press of this button, I'm connected to the Life Alert Center, where I can get the help I need, even when I cannot reach a phone. With Life Alert, I'm never alone.
For a free Life Alert brochure, call 800-635-4993. That's 800-635-4993. Call now at 800-635-4993 to get a free brochure. 800-635-4993.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand, call Consolidated Credit now. If you're making the minimum payments, but your balance is just not going down, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it will take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 5 million people with credit card debt. They can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rate, and get you out of debt fast. If you're struggling with credit card debt, the first step is yours. Call Consolidated Credit now. Call 800-350-3241. 800-350-3241. That's 800-350-3241. Consolidated Credit Counseling Services Incorporated, 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Not a loan company. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services or by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM-19, Oregon DM-80031. Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation Commission. License number DC-32.
Biz Talk Radio.
And I freely admit I'm inappropriate for my age. Da, 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 da.
And hello, hello, hello. This is Adrian Burke. And I guess I say it every week. I cannot believe that we're at our last segment here. Time just runs away. So without further ado, let me reintroduce you to Nancy Chacon, who is the Director of Resident Services at Wake Robin. Very active, very supportive community. You're getting an earful as to how it could work. And I want you to know that such places exist, because I'll tell you, they do exist near you or your kids or wherever you're planning to move. But you won't find them if you don't ask the right questions. So one of those questions, Nancy, is if I do need a higher level of care, and of course Wake Robin has a variety of levels of care, and I'm moving from independent to assistance or whatever, I have all my cognitive faculties. I want to continue my life. What provisions are made? What should people look for to make sure they can do something like that?
At Wake Robin, there are people who volunteer for all sorts of committees and activities right here in the community. And people are encouraged to participate as long as they can. So it doesn't really matter where you live in the community. If you're able to get to a committee meeting and make some decisions with the rest of the committee, you'll just stay involved. When people move to what we call our Linden Health Center, where we have residential care, memory care, and skilled nursing, it's right here in the community, and they're with people that they've been living with since they moved in. And so there's really a great effort to keep that seamless connection. So as long as someone wants to be involved, they can just continue their lives. They're a little closer to the action, and we hope that that makes it possible for people to stay as independent and involved as they want.
Yeah, so bottom line is something that we try to maybe proselytize is the word, and that is be realistic. Take a look and see what would really happen in the event that you had to make a move, and make sure that, as Nancy says, it's as seamless as possible. There are things to do on site. And sometimes that's also where the built environment comes in. We do a lot of consulting in my business to residences. And the built environment can sometimes help with mobility and the ability to get to those meetings, the ability to get to those conferences. So look realistically as what you may need. So I want to actually go over to Betty Woods now, who's a resident over at Wake Robin, and we heard about her real life as a volunteer. And I'm assuming it's something you'd never want to give up. By the way, do you know how many hours a week you volunteer, Betty, you spend in volunteer activities?
It's hard for me to say because sometimes it's a great deal and other weeks it's not quite so much. It's depending on when meetings are or when functions are to raise money or whatever. So my schedule is very fluid in that sense.
Have you given
but
thought
I'm,
to...
I'm sure that's at least two or three things a week on average, probably.
So have you given some thought about continuing no matter what? Is that something that you
yes,
think
I
about,
have,
or you just soldier on? Okay, tell
well,
us about
Well, no, I purposely have continued to do things as long as I have something to offer to something and they want me, so I'm very pleased with that. And a couple of things that, listening to you talk, there's something that happens here. We have a great many programs that are educational here. We live in a vibrant community, and these people are very generous to come. It could be music, it can be art, it can be the history of the area, so that people that are living here can go to a meeting and have interesting educational things that are happening right here for them. They don't have to go away. It's a wonderful thing that what happens right at our doorstep, which is very good.
It's so important, and it's also something that people don't look at. You see what my concern is. And let's go over to Roger now to end our show. Speaking with Roger Krause, who's another resident. When you selected Wake Robin, you selected it as a couple because you were in the community, and there seemed to have been something, you know, you just knew. Can you talk a bit about people trusting their own instincts? Because I don't think they do. I think they'll ask anybody but themselves as to where is a good place to be.
Well, first of all, we have several friends. Being that we're from the area, we have several friends that are already here. So we got a lot of words from them as to how great this facility was and that we really should think about it at some point in time as being part of it. And so the time was right, and we did that last year, and we are so happy that we're here. And we made our decision. We'd been on a wait list for quite a while, but we made the decision to actually follow through and move really quickly. We were in a house in January last year, and we were here in May. So, I mean, there was a lot of work to do to get here. But I think just the fact that we had friends already here really made us feel comfortable with what the environment was and getting involved in what they had for services here.
Yeah. So I think that the bottom line in everything we've been discussing is the importance of people. Again, I come from a world, as I have been mentioning since January, where the Environment for Aging group, and there's about 6,000 people in that group, all over the country building, renovating, determining what the operations should be of everything from active adult communities to very serious medical model nursing homes and everything in between. And the word that you don't hear is, who's there? It's what's there? But very rarely, who's there? And I think that's the distinguishing factor over at Wake Robin, and it does seem to build on itself. It seems that, Nancy, once you put something in place, they will come, like the old, you know, build it and they will come kind of thing, so it gets more, more interesting. You know, so Nancy, in the last minute that we have, what's next for Wake Robin? What's new on your agenda or your hope for 2018, let's say?
We're planning an expansion and planning to break ground in the next couple of months, so welcoming about 50 new residents to the community at the end of next year. And this community is extremely welcoming, the residents particularly. So I think there's just a lot of hopes and dreams that we don't even know what they are yet because we don't know who the people are who are going to be living here. But it's definitely a place where we encourage people to come again before they move in so they can get to know the community and see that it's a good fit. And we're excited for this next phase.
Sounds beautiful. And, of course, we're at the end of our show. But you've got a lot of information now. Who's there? Talk to the people. Let them be your mentors. And, you know, every single week I say the same thing, but I really mean it this time. Get out there, kids, and make it happen, because it's your world, and you're the one who really can create it. Talk again next week.
The opinion. opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or securities. Please consult a professional before investing. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com.
Biz Talk Radio.